This is Harry Pearson, and welcome to ArtCast. ArtCast is a panel-style discussion podcast featuring panel members from inside and outside Microsoft as they discuss and debate architectural topics. Each month, we'll feature a new topic and new panelists, and we will post their ongoing discussions weekly. For more information, please visit the Architecture Resource Center at microsoft.com/architecture. This month, for our inaugural ArtCast, we're discussing web service interoperability. Here's the topic we sent to our panelists. Microsoft and its partners have invested heavily in creating specifications for web service interoperability. While much progress has been made in this area, widespread adoption is still on the horizon. In your opinion, what are the interoperability challenges that organizations face as they move towards adoption of these technologies? Our panelists this month are Michelle Bustamante, Principal Software Architect of iDesign Incorporated. Michelle is also a Microsoft Regional Director, Microsoft MVP for XML Web Services, and BEA Technical Director. Chris Haddad, Practice Manager and Strategist with the Burton Group's Application Platform Strategy Service. Dare Obasanjo, Program Manager with the MSN Communication Services Platform Team. Jeffrey Schlimmer, Program Manager in the Connected Systems Division. Jeffrey has also contributed to over a dozen WS Star specifications and currently serves as Microsoft's WS Professor. And Roger Sessions, well-known speaker and presenter in the field of enterprise software architecture. Roger is on the board of directors at the International Association of Software Architects and is also a Microsoft Architect MVP. And with that introduction, here are our five panelists and their opening remarks.
My name is Michelle Arubis-Damonte. I'm an architect with iDesign, where we deliver high-end architecture consulting for our clients on the .NET platform. And I'm also a Microsoft Regional Director for San Diego. And for many years, I've been focusing on developing enterprise systems, specifically in the hosted environment, and focusing on web services integration, and specifically interoperability with the Java platforms, because I also have a Java background. And I think that some of the issues of interoperability are actually going to be spread across many areas. From the many events I've participated in, what I hear in the community is that, number one, one of the primary issues is people will not adopt the emerging standards until there are tools that adequately simplify the process of using emerging standards, not only like WS Security today as it is implemented with OASIS, but future standards that include SAML and also secure conversation, reliable messaging, and transactions. And without tools that make it easy for developers to adopt it, businesses just aren't buying in today that they really need that level of messaging security, for example. But beyond that, let's assume that the standards are implemented adequately by platforms. The issue will be whether the tools implement the standards in a default pattern in the same way. For example, we've already experienced that X509 serialization was not implemented exactly the same way in several platforms, therefore they weren't compatible. Things could be overcome by overriding the XML serialization, but that implies that you are going to have developers that are capable of looking at the XML and figuring that out. So until there are a really carefully thought out set of XML serialization formats and also basic use cases for those standards that all platforms implement the same way, the interoperability issues will continue. And of course, overcoming them with extensibility and customization is key. So long as platforms make that possible, we still have a very good chance that the standards will be adopted, but it will be more by the crowd that is early adopting until the case is where the tools are actually automatically compatible. And then we're going to have another issue, actually, which is the early adopters today that are using early toolkits that don't actually follow an approved standard are going to face the issue of migrating that code base to the actual final approved standard once the toolkits actually adopt that. And of course, I've already heard complaints of that as we've migrated certain toolkits like WSE. It's great that we have it, but once it is moved into future generations, they don't know what to do with their code base. So those are the issues.
I am Chris Haddad, Practice Manager for Burton Group. Former roles and responsibilities have included implementing web services and building web service infrastructure. Today, vendors such as Microsoft, IBM, Computer Associates, AmberPoint, Reactivity, Sysdenet, and others are building products based on the WS Star specifications. The number of specifications is daunting, and not all will become de facto standards or approved by official standards bodies that include OASIS, W3C, and ECMA. Proliferation of specifications is due in large part because the community is addressing enterprise requirements for a fully functional and robust integration and service stack. Key categories include security, reliability, messaging, description, discovery, transactions, orchestration, data management, presentation, and provisioning. I'm all for a composable, interoperable integration stack based on open standards, foundational internet technologies, and XML. But to be truly interoperable, there needs to be a lead-in standard in each of the aforementioned categories. End-user adoption in many categories is currently treacherous. The vendors haven't agreed on a single standard or are rapidly changing the candidate specification. For example, in the routing and attachment space, there has been rapid change because the sponsors didn't think the issue through or published a suboptimal solution for the sake of expediency. For example, WS routing and WS referral quickly morphing into WS addressing, or even more glaring, SOAP with attachments being superseded by WS attachments transition into PASWA, which was quickly revised to MTOM. My head quickly starts to spin if I believe that every specification is going to become a standard. In the attachment space, one can't even follow the WSI recommendation because Microsoft will most likely not support the attachment profile. Bottom line, end users need to protect against churn by waiting to adopt specifications until after they're released and shipping product across the .NET, J2EE, and open source communities.
Hello, I'm Daryl Basaggio. I'm a program manager on the MSN Communication Services Platform team. I'm responsible for the design of web services that are utilized by Hotmail, MSN Messenger and MSN Spaces, and a number of other MSN services. And I'm also responsible for the design of the public web services that will be used to interact with MSN Spaces. In my opinion, the primary problem facing organizations deploying web services is picking the right technology for their target audience. For example, the kind of technology changes I would make in a non-financial B2C scenario are rather different from the kind of choices I'd make in a financial B2B scenario. More specifically, the kind of technology I'd want to use to, for example, get updates about new posts on my friend's blog are different from the kind of technology choices I'd make if I was building a web service to accept purchase orders from my employer's business partners.
Interop is hard. There are thousands of details, and if anybody gets too creative, you're sunk. Hi. My name is Jeff Schlimmer, and I'm a program manager working in the Connected Systems Division at Microsoft. For the past 6 years, I've been riveting together web services specs with 100 comrades from other companies. Wait, does that sound like a lot of people? Here, let me fire up Excel, open up my specs, paste the names, get the acknowledgments, sort for duplicates. Let's see, not counting Microsoft people, that's 110 people in 19 companies. You're running businesses on this technology, and we're taking it seriously. Now, I love to see customers and Microsoft teams launching solutions using web services. It's great to see headway in adoption and maturity of the specs. But there's no denying that there are some real and imagined hazards. The enormous volume of details is probably the biggest real issue. In any expressive, powerful system, there are many settings. And getting all those settings hammered out for interop requires time and effort. Like SMTP, MIME, TCP, and HTTP before, some fellow graybeards will remember getting those to interop, we've got some work to do with web services. That's one reason why I'm a big fan of the web services public workshops. You know, where companies get implementations working before submitting to a standards org? Because it really nails down a common understanding among the engineering teams. In some ways, our own creativity is the other problem. We can get ahead of ourselves. design more than we need, and the hammers go looking for nails. Remind me, and sometime we can talk about the richness of XML schema and the two faces of Wistl. I've got a suspicion that this overdesign only gets worse once the specs are at the mercy of a committee. Neither of these are insurmountable, and both will yield with time and experience.
I'm Roger Sessions. I'm the author of 6 books and dozens of articles. I write and publish the Architect Technology Advisory, a forward-looking newsletter for software architects. I'm also on the board of directors of the International Association of Software Architects. My website is www.objectwatch.com. One of the main challenges facing organizations in the area of interoperability, I'll start by assuming that interoperability will be achieved through web services. While there are still organizations pursuing interoperability through CORBA or J2EE, most realize that these are not viable approaches. So assumption one is that we are using web services. Now, on to the challenges. I'll mention 3 challenges that I see frequently in my consulting engagements. One of the biggest challenges is non-technical. It is communications. Most business folks in the enterprise do not understand web services. Most technical folks do not understand business. In most organizations, neither group talks to the other. Successful strategies require a close collaboration between the business and the technical groups. Building trust and communications is therefore a must. The biggest technical challenge is dealing with failure. Most web services work great as long as everything works great. However, when failure conditions occur, such as unauthorized usage or database failures, these same web services fail in unpredictable and often spectacular ways. Successful strategies require that at least as much design effort go into failure conditions as success conditions. The third challenge is predicting the future. The web service standards are still in a state of flux. Many existing system architectures will be incompatible with upcoming changes in these web service standards. Architects need to understand what will be changing tomorrow in order to design good systems today.
So we're off to a great start. Thanks for listening to ArtCast, and make sure that next week you tune in.